We'll temporarily discontinue learning the first parak, and we will review from the end of the third parak. Okay, we left off Lamed Vov, Amud Beis, I think. We'll start from the Mishnah. The din of anis mafata, that you pay the chamishim shekel kesef, only applies if the girl is a naira besula. If she's a beula, it doesn't apply. Naira was naira v'lo bogeres. Naira v'lo ketana was a makalekes hatanoim. And besula is lemute beula. So there are certain women whom we assume are beulois, even though we're not so sure about it. The Mishnah says, Eile she'en lehem knas, havo ala giyores, v'ala shvuya, v'ala shivcha. The Gioris was Nizgaira, and the Shviya was Niftis, and the Shivcha was Nishtachara. The verbs are not in the same order that the nouns were, that the subject was. So if a girl is Nivola Pusim in Bashal Hashanah V'Amechod, the Psula Machoizrim, so then she's still considered a Psula. But if she's Nivola after Gimel Shanah V'Amechod, then she's going to be a Bula. So if the woman was a Gioris, the Nochem Ashtufe Zima, so we always have to be concerned. Maybe a gyuris is a bula. So if a girl is nizgara after the age of 3, it's a suffix bula. If a girl is a shvuya after the age of 3, even though she's a Jewish woman, was a nishbis. So even though she's becheskas besula, how do you ever pay onis and mafata money to any girl? How do you know who says that she's a psula? Maybe she's a bula. So yishtalach the chazaka. Chazaka is no good to be mighty mom, and if Rav is no good to be mighty mom, Chazaka is a Kalvachim is no good. Rav is stronger than Chazaka, so Chazaka is certainly no good to be mighty mom. But here it's a Chazaka, but there's no latest Hasafi. A normal girl, and someone is honest, the girl, she's 12 years old. So it's a Chazaka without a race. A race means a latest Hasafi. But over here, if the girl is a Nishbis, so then there is a Shtikol race, and there is a latest Hasafi. So since she's a Sufik Bula, so you don't have to pay. The one is Ma'anis and Mefatah doesn't have to pay. The same thing, Avodah Mishvachas. Shvachas are always Shtufei Zima. Marbe Shvachas, Marbe Avodah, Marbe Zima. Mishnah Pirkei Avos. So Shivcha.
Is that a klal that Chazaka, not Chazaka without a race, can
be with Mama? Yeah. Yeah, that is a klal, yeah. Whatever the Chazaka has no race, so you might see Mama also. Yeah. That's later on. Sichted is a Shev Shmaitza has a whole sugya like that, a Perek HaMadir, I think. Yeah. So if Nizgaira, Yiseris, Abbas, Shal, Shan, Yamechod, so then you're not chai. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shivuya, Shenivdis, even if after the age of 3, Harehi Bigdushasa, Afal Pishagdoilo, even though she already is over 12 years old. So this is a little unclear. What exactly does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda is denying the whole institution of Shvuya. Shvuya, I mean, Torah Shvuya is not even considered a latest Asafi. Where's the Mishnah about Shvuya in the second parak? Mishnah distinguishes whether the woman was Nishbis Aliske Mamin or Aliske Nefoshes. Chav where? Dab Chav HaMebeis. Chavav and Mebeis, we'll try everything. Okay. Oh, good. Chavav and Mebeis. Uishi shenech b'sha b'idei avdi kachovim. Aidei mamon meteres lebaila. Aidei nefasha is asura lebaila. Yeah, what kind of a baila is it over here? Aidei nefasha is asura lebaila koyin or lebaila Yisrael? So I think Tesis learns Pshat Asura Labaila Yisrael, because we have to be choishish that maybe she was Mazana Beratzen in order to save her life. Yeah, but where's the din of Shvuya? Where's the regular din? That's Isha Shenech Bisha. The woman was put in prison. Where's the din? Here's a Mishnah of Zayin on the base. Where's the din of Shvuya? Yeah, where's before Chavdalid? Shtei Nashim is where? That's Chav Gimel on the Beis. Shtei Nashim. Where's the Mishnah before that? The Mishnah Chav Avim Beis is?
Shvuya. That is
Shvuya. Okay. It means only Asur Labai Lekoyim. Not Labai Yisrael. Okay. Okay. Here's a Mishnah Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Let's see Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Chav Beis Amid Aleph is the din of HaPesh Asa HaPesh Shehiter. That thing we heard of. Oishi Shamer Eishi Sisha Yisi Agrusha Adi Nemenis Waish HaPesh Asa HaPesh Shehiter. We didn't have any information at all about the woman that she was ever married. She comes and she tells us, I used to be married and right now I'm already divorced. So that's HaPesh Asa HaPesh Shehiter. However, when Yesh Edim Shais Eishis Ish, the woman lived in the neighborhood for the last 25 years. We knew she was married. She sent the children to the same school where my children went. And one fine day, the husband disappears, and the woman says, my husband divorced me. He gave me a get. I'm allowed to remarry. So the woman is b'ches k'seishes ish. So she's not in the manners to say, nizgarashti. Nizgarashti is a double should be erva. You have to have two kosher eidim. Only, im yesh eidim shoyes eishes ish. If everybody in the neighborhood knows she was an eishes ish, yamer's g'vushen ain't in the manners, because then it's a double should be erva. And then the same thing, the second half of the Mishnah is about Shvui Yilkain. Amar Nishbesi Toirani. The woman, a woman comes and she says, I was held captive in a prison by the Goyim, but Toirani, they were not ma'anis me. I was never mezanin with anybody, they were not ma'anis me. So then she's not ma'anis because HaPesh Asa, HaPesh Shehita. However, V'imi HaShedim Shenishbes, if you have to wait him and say that she was a Shvui Yilkain, V'yamer is Toirani, ain't in ma'anis. Okay. Pesha Asa Pesha Yitir is only if the whole source of the problem is only known through her. That's how Pesha Asa. She created the problem. So then say Pesha Asa Pesha Yitir, she's Nemanis. Yeah. Pesha Asa Pesha Yitir, what if it's a Pesha Asa Lamafreya? Let's say the woman comes one day and she tells us a whole story that 28 years ago, Rabbi so-and-so was Masada Kedushin at my wedding. We didn't know who she was. And she says Rabbi so-and-so married her off. It was Mesada Kedushin. And then a week goes by, and then she says, yeah, but since then my husband died. But since then my husband gave me again. The only say HaPesh Asa, HaPesh Shehiter, if it's Toch Kedei Dibur, if she says everything together, Nishbesi Toirani, Eshesi Shaisi, Nizgarashti. What if she says first, Eshesi Shaisi, and then a month later she says Nizgarashti. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the last parak in Ksubas. That's called Pesha Asa Lamafreya. Migal Amafreya is no good, but Migal and Pesha Asa are not the same thing. Migal means, what is Migal? What does Migal mean? Migal means like this. I say, you want me $1,000. So if you say, Loi Lavisi, I never borrowed the money. You say, Paraiti. So it's my word against you. What, you're Kaifer Hakol? So you're Neman Menator Belishvu. With the Rabbanon, the later Amarayim introduced the Shvuah Sessus. But in the days of the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Shua. In the days of the Tanoim, there was no Shua. It was introduced later. Shua says it was introduced. Tosfos points out like that. V'hoidna, the Gemara says. In one tradition says, V'hoidna, we today, at the time of Chasimus HaTalmud, we have a Shua says. But Menatoira, Koifer Hakol is Neman. What if the fellow doesn't, it's only considered Koifer Hakol if he advances the most direct Tainus Ptur, the most straight element. He says, Lo Lavisi is not true. He says, Paraiti, I paid it. What if he says, Nachon, I borrowed $100 and I never paid it back, but I don't have to pay it back because on another occasion you smashed into my car and the hezek happens to be $100, so it's a wash. I owe you $100, but you owe me $100. That's called Nischayapta li kenegdom. Or he says, correct, you lent me $100 and I never paid back and I'm not going to pay back because you told me you're Michael. A month after I borrowed the money, you told me you're Michael. That's a little rea tainase. That's not so glatt. That's not such. I'm meichel $100. Maybe $5. I'm meichel $100. I wouldn't be so fist. Depends how wealthy you are. So if it looks a little fishy, rea tainase, there's a reis and a tainas. So that's not called kaifer hakol. Kaifer hakol is the most direct tainas ptur. Lo lavisi paraiti. That's kaifer hakol. But in any case where he could have said lo lavisi, or he could have said paraiti, and instead he says neschayavta li kanegdon. Or machalto, so that's nemud betoris migu. That's the halacha of migu. Migu is probably a pasuk somewhere in the chumash. Soisa Choshen says he doesn't know where the pasuk is. He don't know where it is. It must be a pasuk. It doesn't seem to be a svara at all. Seems to be a pasuk. And then the Rishonim explain that's if the Tain is a little raya. It's a little strange. Like he says, I borrowed $100 and I never paid it back and I'm not going to pay it back because machalta and eschayavta li kenegdon. So that sounds a little fishy. What if he says, I borrowed $100, I'm not going to pay back because the cow jumped over the moon, and there was an eclipse, and there was a spaceship landed from China, and you pushed the spaceship into my backyard, and you made me a hezek of $100. Such a wild story. It was never written up in the newspapers. It's such a wild story. So then the Gemara says, Migu b'makom chazok is no good. Migu that's contradicted by Ruben de Leisa Kamon is no good. The Gemara, the Tosfos in the first parak in Bava Basra, Daf Hey, has a three-way stira. There are three Gemaras. One Gemara says, Migu that's contradicted by Ruben de Leisa Kamon. The word chazok has many different meanings. As we said many times, Yav Cheskes Habatim Shalashan. There's one chazok, Mesa Banam Machma Smila. There's another chazok. And the chazok and the meikore, and the chazok of ruba de leisa kamon. Chazok ain't on in paria toch zmana. That's not a chazok. It means ruba de leisa kamon. So Gemara has three statements regarding a roif, a migu that's contradicted by ruba de leisa kamon. Some Gemara say ruba migu makom chazok is good. Other Gemara say migu makom chazok is no good. And the Gemara in Baba Basra Tafei has an ibayd lev shita where the migu makom chazok is good or no good. So Tosfos says the kasha in Baba Basra Tafei. So Tosfos gives complicated answers. So the Shach and the Chosha Mishpat, end of Simin Pei Beis, has all a Kalali Migu. So the Shach says that the answer that we accept La Loch is the Nebuki Yosef's answer. And the Nebuki Yosef on that, Bava Basra Dafe, he says, there are 1,000 different degrees of Roiv. There's a Roiv 99.9999. Then there's a Roiv of 98. Then there's a Roiv 97, 96, 95.5, 95.1. There are so many different Roivs. So if it's a Roiv, the guy says, I borrowed $100, I'm not going to pay back because there was an eclipse and there was the spaceship from China landed and the FBI was there and you pushed it and you made a hezek. Such an unbelievable story. It's so far-fetched. It's not going to happen in 1,000 years. So that kind of migo that's contradicted by Ruben Lewis come on 99% unlikely that it happened. So that's a migo is no good. A migo that's contradicted by 51%, that's what Migu is all about. Of course Migu is good. When I say, I'm not going to pay because you are Moichel. Why should you be Moichel $1,000? Well, we're so buddy-buddy. So it's unlikely that you're going to be Moichel. But that's what Migu is all about. And if it's a Migu that's contradicted by Ruba de Leisa Kamon of 85%, so that the Gemara is Mesupik. Where do you draw the lines? If the Migu is contradicted by a Chazok, a Migu Mokam Chazok, by a very strong Chazok, 98% unlikely that it ever happened like that. The cow jumped over the moon, such a wild story. That kills the Migu. Migu contradicted by a slight roiv, that's when you need a Migu. That's what it means. Rea Tainosi means a Shvacha Taina. Seems a little fishy. A Migu sometimes also. So Migu La Mafreya is no good. Migu La Mafreya is no good. It means like this. You come and you say, I owe you $1,000. And I say, you say, you lent me $1,000 and never paid. I say, that's true. You lent me $1,000 and I never paid and I'm not going to pay back and I'm not going to tell you a reason why I'm not going to pay back. So and there are eidim standing when this whole thing, the whole thing takes place in front of Bezin. And I keep on wasting time, dilly-dally, wasting time. And then we have to have another session tomorrow. So finally we have a session tomorrow and I say, you know why I'm not going to pay you back the money? Even though I borrowed it and I never paid it back, the reason why I'm not going to pay back is because Nitzchayavta l'kenegdon amachalto. But I didn't say it melechatchila. When you asked for the money, I said, true, I borrowed the money, haidoas baldin, and I didn't pay back, haidoas baldin, and I'm not going to tell you the reason why I don't have to pay back. And it takes me a day or two, a week or two, till I finally give the reason. That's all the Rishayim learn pshat in the Gemara. Cheskabat, migo lemafreya lo yamrina. Migo is only good if he says the funny taina, machalta, nischayav deli kenegdan, right away when he had the ability to say, lo lavisi. He had the ability to say paraiti. Instead of saying lo lavisi paraiti, he says nischayav deli kenegdan. But first he says, lo lavisi, velo paraiti, vani ein bedaiti lefreya. So I can't say that taina is kofrakal, I can't say the other taina is kofrakal. So if I say Turkde Dibur Nischayav Deli Kenegdan, that's Migu. But if I don't say Turkde Dibur, I wait till a later session to say that's Migu and Mafreya is no good. So that's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos in the list. Back. What's the dinner pesha also the Mafreya? The woman comes and she says, Nishbesi. She's telling stories. She says, oi, the Russian soldiers came and they put me in prison. The Nazis put me in the concentration camps. Tells the whole story. And then later, a month later, she says, they didn't touch me the whole time. So that's a pesha also la mafia. So that's a machlokes Rashi in Tosis. In Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokes in Eben Ezra, machlokes. Some achronim want to be maker like Rashi, that pesha also is better than migu. Pesha also, even pesha also la mafia is also good. But the pashtus is that Tosis, just like migu la mafia is no good, shosan la mafia is also no good. No homo. So that, how many edim do you need to testify that the woman is a shvuya? The simple reading in the Mishnah, in yesh edim shen ishbis. Sounds like you have to have two edim to say a woman is a shvuya. Pashta says that we treat it like a dovish of the yerva. The Rambam says even to testify that a woman was nevel ala akum is eid echad em bisurim. The Rambam holds that it's not called the dovish of the yerva. So this Mishnah is also against the Rambam. Simple reading in the Mishnah is that in order to establish a woman as a shvuya, it's not sufficient with eid echad. You have to have two edim. So if you have two edim to say the woman is a shvuya, then the woman is not the menace to say on her own, to her adne. What if another person says, yeah, I was there with her in the prison, and they didn't touch her? So that's okay. If you have an eid echad, that's okay. How come eid echad is good to solve the problem? Because the whole problem is only with the rabbon, holding of shvuya. It's not a real sveika deraisa l'chumim. In our Torah, we assume that she's still after cheskas kashrus, that she wasn't nivul ala akum. The whole thing is only chumir with the rabbon. If you have an eid echad, the eid echad solves the problem. What if the eid echad is a relative of hers? What if it's her sister, her brother? Also, eid echad is neman, so you don't need dafker or kosher eid echad. What if it's her husband? So that's the Mishnah Chav Zayin on the base. That's what someone said before. Rabbi Schari ben Avkula, who is Rabbi Schari ben Akatzov, lived in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Schari ben Akatzov, Amar Rabbi Schari ben Akatzov, Amon Hazeh, he swears by the Beis Hamikdash, his wife was a shvuya, and he's testifying, I was there in prison with her, and the goyim didn't touch her the whole time. He says, swears by the Beis Hamikdash, Lo zaza yoda mitoch yodi, means I was with her the whole time. Until the soldiers left, and I know that she's tahira. On Reloisa, the other Tanaim said, the husband is Ein Anemen, Ein Anemeid Al Atzmai. You have to have Baal Ki Yishtoi. So if you would have another person would say, another man or a woman would say, I know the woman is a Shui, but she's tahira, that would solve the problem. But the woman herself is not Nemenas on herself to say Tahirani, and the husband is Baal Ki Yishtoi, is also Ein Neman. That's what we spoke a little bit about this Mishnah. It sounds from the Mishnah, Om Reloi, they disagreed with him. Ein Oda Meir Al Atzma sounds as if they're invoking an ancient rule that existed before. Here the Tanoim were the ones who invented the whole Din of Shvuya. It's only Midi Rabbanan. And they said part of the Din de Rabbanan was, if you have a Pesha Aser, if the whole source of information is the woman herself, then she says, Nishbesi Toirani Nemenes HaPesha Aser Pesha Yitir, that's a Chod Beis Amin Aleph. But if we know from Edim that she's a Shvuya, then you have to have another person, a different Isha. An Isha, or an Ish, anyone is Nemet to say that the woman is Toirani. But she herself is not Nemenes, Enon Me Al Atzmai, and even the husband is also Baal Kish, the Zedon Nemen Al Di Atzmai. So it sounds, that's what the Pnei Yeshua points out, it sounds from the Oshana Mishnah as if they're invoking an ancient din that existed on a level of Daraisa and applying it to this whole institution is only the Rabbanan. But called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun, so the woman herself is Ein Anemenes, and the husband is Ein Anemen, because what is that ancient din there, Raisa? That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Would appear from the Losh and HaMishnah as if even in the case of Eid Echad Emi B'Yisurim, that you don't need that the Eid Echad is good and doesn't have to be a kosher Eid. Isha is Nemenes, and the Korav is Neman, but a Baldover is not Neman. Eid on Meir Al Atzma. Baldov is not Neman, and Baal Ki Ishta, if it's the wife, the woman's husband, so that's also called Baldov Eina Neman. That's a famous Reb Shlomo Eger asks in the Gilya Mashah on Shulchan Aruch. How can you say that that's a din deraisa Eina on the Neman on Dei Atzmai? Tosis writes on the first daf in Gittin, what's the homoka that Erecha Neman be Yisurim? So Tosis says that it's based on the Pasuk on Dafayim Beis. The Sofra Lo Li Atzmai. A woman becomes a zava, so she has to count shivinikiyim. So the pasuk says v'safra lo. Should say v'safra shivas yam. Why is safra lo? So v'safra lo. The word lo has a connotation of yatsma. The woman is the menace on her own that she's counting the shivinikiyim. So Taisa says And the Acharon quote is Yerushalmi Lot says like that, that pasuk, the Safra Lo Liatzma, that is the mocha for the institution of Eidech and Emim Yisur. So isn't the woman the Baldover over there? She's saying that she no longer has any dam. She's saying about herself. So how can the Pnei Yeshua write as if this is a principle of their Isa, even where Eidechot is Nemon? Eidechot is Nemon Yisur, but it can't be the Baldover. Why? The woman says she can't touch Shivin Akim. Isn't she the Baldover?
Besides from being Baldover, she's a woman.
Right, so Eidechot Nemon Yisur. Right, so we assume Eidechot Nemon Yisur, women are good. There was an opinion in Rishonim that Eidechot Nemon Yisur does not apply to women. And they obviously are not accepting Tosfos. Tosfos is based on the pasuk of Safra Lo Liatzma. So how do you, when you go home and your mother gives you kosher food, so how do you believe that the food is kosher? So those Rishonim say, no, I know my mother, I know my wife. She's a religious woman. She would never give me non-kosher food. That's chazak al chaver sheinim moitzim etachas yadudav sheinim esukan. That's a rubat d'leisa kamon. I know the woman, she's religious. I know my sister, I know my mother, I know my wife. They wouldn't give me non-kosher food. But if I don't know the woman, I come to a city, the woman has a restaurant, and she speaks Yiddish, and she says, all the food is kosher here. I don't know who she is. If it would have been a man, I would have said, yadach anem yisurim. If it's a woman, so half of the, not half, much less than half. There's a small group of Rishonim say, Eidech and Emisurim doesn't apply to women. You can only trust your wife or your sister or your mother because you know that she's observant. You know she wouldn't. That's a Rubid Aleisa Kamon. That's Chazak al Chaver, Sheinim Oitzi Mitachos Yorah, Dova Sheinim Esukam. That a Chaver wouldn't be Machshol Niyan and Isa. Yeah. That's a big Machleika. So we assume that this is the Pasuk. The Mokar is, V'safra Lo Liatzma. So Eidech and Emisurim does apply even to women. But Baldover is worse. Why is Baldover worse than women? That's also a question. Why should it be worse?
If I'm feeding you food at my house, that's not Baldover?
No, you're saying that the food is kosher. You're not the Baldover on the food. But the question is, when the woman says that she made bedikas, when the woman says, lo nitmeisi, or the husband says, lo zazi yad metoch yadi, and they didn't touch her, this, the Roman soldiers didn't touch her the whole time they were in Yerushalayim. So he's the Baldover because Balki Ishtoi, and he's saying the wife was not Nansa. Okay, that's Baldover. So, and the woman by the Zava, the Sheminikim, is not the Baldover. So apparently the answer is she's not a Baldover. She caused herself to become a Zava. She didn't cause herself. The women have a system in their body that works. Even if she took a pill, it caused her to become a Zava. But that it's not a Zava because she made herself a Zava. She had to be a Zava. It's something that happens to her body. That's not called the Baldover. Baldover is by Nivul Ala Akum, even if she was Nensa. But Maisa Bia, Maisa Tashman, she need two people. So there she's the Baldover. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. There's a Shilta Giborim says also like the Pnei Yeshua. So there are Mishnais in the second parak that there is, I'm talking half an hour now, there is an institution of Shvuya. There is an institution. It's only midirabon, it's not minat Torah. And you need two aidim to establish al pi pashas. You need two aidim to establish that she is a shvuya. The Rambam has a different opinion. He holds that Eidechot is neman b'yisurim, even to say the woman is mamish nevelo la'akum. Kal v'chaim, to say the woman is a shvuya. And then the way to solve the problem is you have to have an Eidechot other than the woman herself, other than her husband, to say that she was not the nevelo. So we know there is an institution of shvuya. So what's the machlekes hatanaim here on Lamed Vav on the base? So some Rishonim are going to learn in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the whole institution of Shvuyah. He's not goris the whole thing. When Rabbi Yechanan says that Rabbi Yehuda thinks like Rabbi Doisa that Shvuyah b'gdushasa kaima means that there's no din they never made a chumim in the rabbanon of Shvuyah. It fits in well in the Gemara, but it's a pella to say like that. So the Shita Mekubetzes has two pshatim here. The easier pshat is that everybody subscribes to the institution of Shvuyah. Those were all the Mishnais. The whole institution is several Mishnais in the second period. Nobody ever quotes that there was a Machlekes HaTanaim, the Tanaim who denied the whole institution of Shvuyah. The question is the details of Shvuyah. Did they only ask the Shvuyah LeKohuna? Or that they really consider the Shvuyah as a Safek Nivala La'akum. Safek Nivala, so then it should be Ksubasa Mana instead of Ksuba Masayim. Safek Nivala, so she shouldn't be entitled to get Oynes and Mefata money, even though she should have been Becheskut Psula when she was born, until she aged till she reached the age of 3 years old, she was a psula. Even if she would be nivela, be basula achayzma, she would be a psula. So you assume that she wasn't nivela after the age of 3 either. Now she's 12 in a month. She's a naira. She's a naira now. She's a naira psula now. So the pashto says yishtalof the chazaka. There's no leiras asofik. So that's what the Gemara. That's what Rabbi Yechanan is saying. The machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is. When the Chachamim made this, when the Tanoim made this chumrah, that a shvuyah is asur l'koyin, is this ma'lo also biyuchsin? A chumrah, even though it doesn't correspond to reality, even though there isn't even a suffix, we don't even consider it a suffix, whether she was nivola to the koy. If you know she was nivola, of course she's going to be asur l'koyin. Beruah she nivola, the Gemara says, then she is asur l'koyin. But if lo ruah she nivola, and she denies it, she says lo nevalti. So what's the nature of the chumra mederabon? Because mederabon is a suffix nivola, so then it's not only benegir to kun, it's benegir to ksubasa money, it's benegir to enes mefata money. Or should I say no? So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Am Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dosa, Amr Dovarech. What did Rabbi Dosa say? Rabbi Dosa says a kohenis, a bas kohenis, permitted to eat chumra. We learned the Gemaris on the first daf, on the Beis, on the Aleph, that a girl who marries a kohen, even though she herself is a Israelis or a Leviya, is also allowed to eat truma. What if the girl is single, but she's a baskan? So baskan achelus betruma, we know that. What if the baskan is nivola to a goy, even then so by goy? So that's a mishnah at the end of the first perek. Maisa betinok, shiur delamalas malam minha mayim minha ayin. There was a young girl who went to draw water from the well, and she was nivola by somebody. She doesn't know who is Ma'anas her. And since we don't know, even if the Roiv are Jews in the city, we don't know who, maybe a Goy was Ma'anas her. So my loss of Yuchsin, even Keneged the Roiv, even though you have a Roiv Lahakil, you say Lachumi, she's not Asura to marry a Koyin. So the Shad is over here. If you have a Bas Koyin who was a Shvuya, do you say Midirabonim, there's really a suffering, maybe she was Nibula by the Goy, so the Bas Koyin is not allowed to eat Chum anymore? You say no, the Chumi Midirabonim. The Shvuya Asura, the coin is only lacuna. They never really declared it's a real Sufik, baby Nivalola Akum, when they get to not eating the Truma. Nah, we know she was not Nivalota the Akum. Mishtalof the Chazoka. Just a Milo Asabiyachsim, when they get to Kuhunim. That's all, not the Marikoin. So that's where Rabbi Yechanan says, Alpi Pashnitz. Rabbi Yehuda here, Rabbi Dois over there. And the Mishnah in Adius, Omer Dover Echod, that the Gzeira de Rabbanon, the Chumer de Rabbanon of Shvuya, was only been a get to my loss of Yuchsan for Kuhuna. It doesn't really mean that she's a suffering nivel alak. So therefore she's a chelis betruma, a yeshla, oines a mefata money. Rabbi Yehuda hod the Amor, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, Rabbi Dosa disnan. It's really a Mishnah. The Gemara Kel says the Tanya, because the last line doesn't appear in the Mishnah. That expression, chimet osalo a rabbi halaz, chimneshi miyachla bein dadeh, that line doesn't appear in the Mishnah, so it says on the margin, on the right side, maybe that's why it says the time. That part is in Hebraic. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. So the Pasha Shab Rabbi Yechanan, he does hold these two Nayim Tanoim, they also hold from the din of Shvuya, but the old Shvuya is, even Midrabban is not a suffix where the Nivel Alak. We'll have to see how it reads in the next line in the Gemara. The Gemara later is going to ask Akasha, that led some Rishonim and the Shittim Kobetzes to understand Pshat and Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa are not gervis the whole day of Shvuya at all. All the Mishnais in the second parak, the Chelek on everything. That's not what the Gemara meant. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi, Rabbi is not so convinced that Rabbi Yechanan is right. Omar Rabbi, maybe Dilma Lohi, Rabbi and Rabbi Yechanan never met each other. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi lived, Rabbi wasn't the same generation, Rabbi was a few generations later. So they told over in Bavel what Rabbi Yechanan said. The Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yehuda said the same thing. Omer Rabbi, who says that it's the same? Omer Rabbi, Dil Malayhi, maybe it's not Tali Zebizah. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda really holds a Shvui as a Suffolk Nibal al Akum, but with an exception to the rule over here. Akal Kam Rabbi Yehuda Hacha Ela, Shalai Hechayte Niska. If you're going to really say that every Shvui is a Suffolk Nibal al Akum, then be suffic, he doesn't have to pay. Oh, and it's a mefata money, maybe she's a ba'ula. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Shaloi hechai teniska, we don't introduce a chumra midirabanan to pata the guy who attacked the girl. It was ma'anas a mefata girl. Shaloi hechai teniska, we leave it on a din deraisa. Akam kam Rabbi Yehuda Nachamal shel Abba Hossam, but when they get eating tshuva, perhaps Kerabbanan Svila, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the other Tanoim, with the majority opinion, that the girl is a shvuya, is not a tshuva. She really is a suffering level alach. Inami, or one can argue in the reverse direction. Akam kam Rabbi Daisa Hossam, Rabbi Daisa says that the shvuya is a baskoin, who is a shvuya, a baskoin shenensa ayidei akum, is a surah b'tshuva. That's a pasuk. Taisa says, where's the pasuk? But the Gemara is beferish like that. A baskain shenenso, aydei akum, is considered a zayna, and she's a surah tichum. Where does it say? It says in Chumash, a zayna is not allowed to marry a koi. Where does it say a zayna is not allowed to eat truma? So Taisa works on the psuk. But that is assumed in the Gemara. A girl is a zayna, a baskain is not allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara says, maybe I can't come to Rabdeisa, maybe Rabdeisa only make Rabdeisa live as manazeh, with truma de rabbonim. If Chum is only the Rabbanon, so Sveika the Rabbanon Lakula. It's a suffix, Washi Nibbala la Akamanat, so Sveika the Rabbanon Lakula. But over here, we suffix, Rabdaisa, it's a suffix with a Nibbala la Akamanat. So it's a suffix, then Oinus and Mefata wouldn't have to pay me suffix. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a Vade, Loi Nibbala la Akamanat. Maybe Rabdaisa holds that it's a suffix. The only reason why it's Makel that she's allowed to continue eating Chuma, because the suffix the Rabbanon Lakula, Chuma Bismana says the Rabbanon. Why exactly is Chumba Bizmanazed the Rabbanon? That's a famous question. The Gemara has that in a few places. The Chumba Bizmanazed the Rabbanon. So some Rishonim said because Batlo Kedushas Haaretz, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, Kedushas Haaretz Yisrael is Batlo already. So it's only a Chumba Bizmanazed the Rabbanon. The other Rishonim say, no, that's not why. He's passing Kedushas Shnei Kitchalosi Lavoi. Chumba Bizmanazed the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon writes, Afilu Bimei Ezra, Chumba was only the Rabbanon. Why? Because, as the Rambam says, there wasn't, you didn't have koya shvehu aleho. What do you mean? The Rambam says, because there wasn't a bias kulchem. Bias kulchem. Well, bias kulchem is a gemara in the second parak in Ksubis. Bias kulchem is a din, a chala. What did the Rambam hakat shainik? The Rambam says that chuma is banazah afilu b'mei Ezra. Even during Bayis Sheni, it was only the Rabbanon because there was a lack of bias kulchem. More befeirish and daf chafei in the second parak that bias kulchem is only a requirement b'negiat the challah, has no application whatsoever b'negiat the chumas and maizes. So befeirish gemara. So the achrayim think that maybe it's a misprint in the Rambam. Instead of bias kulchem, it really means kol yeshvehu aleho. Kol yeshvehu aleho. Vaita does make it. Kol yeshvehu aleho is a pasuk by Yovel. Pasuk by Yovel. That's gemara in the end of erech and daf lamed base. Who says that kol yeshvehu aleho is relevant for a chuma? So the Beis Halevi quotes. My son, the Rosh Yeshiva, Abchaim, Rosh Yeshiva from Volozhin, said Pshat in the Rambam, that it means like this, you need Kol Yashveha, when the Rambam writes Bias Kulchem, he doesn't really mean Bias Kulchem. Bias Kulchem is only a din in Hilchas Chala. He really means Kol Yashveha. I Kol Yashveha is only a din in Yovel. What has it got to do with Trumas and Mises? So Rabbi Salevi Kotzer Abchaim says like this, there is a Machlekes Hatanaim in the Sifra, beginning of Parshas Behar. It says in the Chumash, every seventh year is Shemitah, and after seven times seven, the 50th year is Yovel. So there is a Machlekes Hatanoim, which the Gemara alludes to, Dav Gimel, in Moed Katan, in the middle of Gittin, Dav Lamed Ches, the Gemara alludes to it. Then the Machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim, in the Sifroa, on the beginning of Parshas Behar, when the Torah says every seventh year is Shemitah, and then after seven times seven, then 50th year is Yovel, is Shemitah only observed deraisa if you know in advance that it may lead up to Yovel? Because you have Kol Yashvehu Aleho, and if you go straight in order, it'll lead up to Yovel. Or they say no. Even if you know in advance that there's no Kol Yashvehu Aleho, you know, Bevadai, the Shemitah is not going to lead up, the seven Shemitahs are not going to lead up to Yovel. Shemitah is still deraisa. So the Pashtus and all the Gemaras is that Shemitah Bezbanazah is derabbanon because we know in advance it's not going to lead up to Yovel. That's Shitas Rebbe. That's Rebbe holds like that in the Torah's Kohanim, in the Sifra beginning of Parshat Behar. But that's what it seems from the Gemara. Kesa Mishnah writes in one place that the Rambam writes that Shemitah is Noig Bein Bifnei Abayis Bein Shelo Bifnei Abayis. The Kesa Mishnah understands that to mean that Rambam is saying that Shemitah Bizman Azez Derais. So the Pashta says, not like that Kesa Mishnah. Pashta says that Shemitah Bizman Azez Rabban. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel writes. He has a kuntris, Oitzus Yosef. And in Yoni Shviyas, several of his farm are called Eitzus Yosef. So this one is Eitzus Yosef, and in Yoni Shviyas. So he says he's prepared to swear a shvur deraisa that Shemitah Bizmanazez the Rabban, according to the Rambam. He says Kes Mishnah is not right. Those Achranim wanted to, he was a mechutna of the Kotzke Rebbe. So the Kotzke Rebbe assumed that Shmita Bezman says the Raisa, he writes an open letter to his Mechutin, the Kotzke Rebbe Morgenstern. He says it's not correct. He's prepared to swear a Shvur the Raisa, Shmita Bezman says the Rabbah. Either Rambam says Ben Bifnei Abayis Ben Shlub, it doesn't mean Bezman Azeh. Means theoretically, in the days of David HaMelech, there was no Beis HaMikdash. In the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, there was no Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't mean Dafke after the Churban HaBayis and then no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam didn't take a stand on that. The Pashtus and the Rambam also agrees. The Shmita Ben Zman is as the Rabban. So that's what the Beis HaLevi quotes from his son, Rab Chaim, the Reish Mesifta in Valojan Yeshiva. So he says, the Rambam writes that Trumas HaMai says Ben Zman is as the Rabban, Afila Bimei Ezra, but it's only the Rabban. Why? So he says, because you lack bias kulchem, so that's probably a mistake. Either a misprint or a mistake, a slip. The Rambam, bias kulchem is only a din achala. The Rambam probably meant to quote, kol yoshve oleo. I kol yoshve oleo as a din in Yovel. Yeah, but we pass like Rebbe, that whenever you know in advance you're not going to lead up to Yovel, then the whole Shemitah is only the Rabbanon. Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, then Rab Chaim added on that Trumas HaMaisis is only the Rabbanon. Because Trumas HaMaisis is a function of what year in the Shemitah cycle are you. If it's years 1 or 2, then you're Mafrish Truma Gedoyla, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. If it's the 3rd year in the Shemitah cycle, Mafrish Maisa Rani instead of Maisa Sheni. And then the 4th and the 5th and the 6th year is a repeat of the 1st and the 2nd and the 3rd. So the whole Afrash of Trumas HaMaisis is a function of Shemitah, and Shemitah is a function of Yovel. So Bezman, that you don't have Kol Yashvel now, everything falls down. A domino effect. If there's no Yovel, so the Shemitah is only the Rabban. Shemitah is only the Rabban, Trumas HaMaisis is only the Rabban. That's where the Beis HaLevi gets so excited. My son Rab Chaim said the right pshat in the Rama. Sounds like a good pshat.
It's just telling you which Maisa Rani or Maisa Sheni.
You can't be mafrish mishon al chavata. Even the 1st year and the 2nd year exactly the same. You can't be mafrish mishon al chavata. You have to be mafrish the potatoes this year and this year. You can't be mafrish the 1st year and the second year, 1st year. You have to know what year is it. Does it belong to the 1st year of the Shemitah? Does it belong to the 2nd year? In the Shnas HaShemitah, there's no chiyuv hafrosha at all. Even if the things are not hefker. Since there's no din, which year it is, not one of the first 6 years, so there's no hafrosha at all. So that's what the Beis HaLevi quotes from Rab Chaim. He gets all excited about that pshat. Anyway, again, to review, the Gemara says here and in several other places, Truma Bezman is Eder Rabban. So that's a big question. Why is Truma Bezman is Eder Rabban? So in some places, Rashi writes, because after Churban HaBayis, Batla Kedusha Zoret. Sounds as if Rashi, the Rasam Rishanim hold like that, that the Sefer HaTruma, the Bir HaGro, and Yeridei Shin Lamed Aleph. There's one long, long simon, Shin Lamed Aleph, has all the mitzvahs of Tlis Baretz. All the dinim of Trumas HaMaisis and Shmita V'Yovel, everything is in Shin Lamed Aleph. So the Bir HaGro there quotes the Sefer HaTruma. That's Rabbi Baruch and Bala Teis with Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma is a little Sefer like a kid to Shulchan Aruch. And he writes easy dinim. And every so often he writes a startling presentation of a din. Teis quotes the Sefer HaTruma and Zerach and other places. Teis quotes. So the Sefer HaTruma writes that Batla Kedusha Zoretz, that Kedusha Shnia was Batla. That's not the generally accepted opinion. So some Acharon want to say that Rashi holds with the Sefer HaTruma, a Batla Kedusha Zoretz. Could be. But we don't assume like that. We assume that Lo Batla Kedusha Zoretz. So the Rambam says, Truma Bezman Zed Rabbanon, Bezman Zed doesn't mean after the year 70, after the Churban HaBayis, Batla Kedusha Zoretz. Rambam says, Truma Bezman Zed, Afila B'mei Ezra is called Bezman Zed. Bezman Zed means after the Churban HaBayis Rishon. Truma is only the Rabbanon. Why? So the Rambam wrote that Loshen that you need Bias Kulchem. And that's problematic. What Bias Kulchem is a Gemara Dav Chaf Hei. Bias Kulchem is only a din. The Gemara is black and white. It's only a din b'negiat techala. Does not apply. The Gemara makes a contrast. Does not apply to Trumas HaMaisis. So what does the Rambam write? The Truma Bezman Zed Rabbanon because of lack of Bias Kulchem. So either the Rambam made a slip or the scribes made a slip. It probably shouldn't say Bias Kulchem. It probably should say Kol Yoshvehu Aleho. And Kol Yoshvehu Aleho, that's only a din in Yovel. So the answer is, we paskin like Rebbe that whenever the Shemitah is not going to lead up to Yovel, so the Shemitah is only observed the Rabbanon. That's why it has been assumed for quite a few centuries that Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. Now in Eretz Yisrael they want to be Machmir that the Mechir is not valid because Shemitah is their Isa, and it's not true because Mishnah is right. Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is their Isa. So that's why Rabbi Yosef Engel says it's a joke. What's Hakan Zeh Shining? Everybody knows. Rabbi Yosef Engel died 100 years ago. He says it's a joke to say like the Kesem Mishnah. They're forcing something, they just want to be machmer So they came up with a ridiculous position on the Shemitah Mazanas as their Raisa. It was Mekubal for so many years. Shemitah Mazanas as their Rabbanon, because it's not going to lead up to Yovel. And since the Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, so we spoke about it, you can't have Hakel. Hakel is the Sukkah's following Shnas HaShemitah. If this year is not Shas HaShemitah Min HaTorah, so there's no Hakel. And if there's no Shemitah Min HaTorah, Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, there's no Trumas HaMaisis. Trumas HaMaisis is a function of what year of the Shemitah cycle you're holding by. Hakel Panim, what did the Gemara say again? Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Doisa, Amar Dover Echad. Two ways to read it. Amar Dover Echad means they both deny the whole institution of Shvuyah. Oh no, they both hold that the din of Shvuyah is only Asur Lakuna, but not Tzijus Sofek Nivolo. It's not going to affect Achilas Truma, it's not going to affect Einus HaMefata money, it's not going to affect the value of the Ksubah. When the Shvuyah gets measured, it's going to be Ksubasa Masai. That's the simple Pshat in Rabbi Yechon. The other Pshat is that they both deny the whole institution of Shvuyah, which is very difficult to say. Now when Rabbah lived in Bavel, when Rabbah was told over what Rabbi Yechon had said in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara presents it as if they're talking to each other. Kaya and conversation, they lived in different countries and different generations. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik goes to talk about the Hemshech HaDoros and learning. When he gives the Shir, so the Shach comes in, and Rabbi Natam comes in, and the Ran comes in. We have a conversation from many generations, Tanoim, Amoraim, all mixed in together. Everybody has what to say. So that's the way the Gemara always presents things. As if Rabbi is carrying out a conversation with Rabbi Yechanan. They never saw each other. So Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. He says he's not right. Dilma Lohi. Rabbi Yudah maybe only makes an exception to the rule over here. We leave it on a din deraisi condition, leichoite niskar. And maybe Rabbi Doisa is a different story. Rabbi Doisa holds that a shvuya is a suffix, not a vadai nivel alakm. It's a suffix nivel alakm. So mitigate eating chumah bizbanazet, chumah bizbanazet is only the rabbanon. So suffix the rabbanon lakula. But when you get to Safik Mamayna, should be, when you get to paying Onis HaMefata money, you ought to say Safik Mamayna is Lekula. You don't pay. That's how Rashi said. The Loshen HaGemara doesn't read like that. When Rabbi says the second half. In Amiakal, come Rabbi Doisa Hasamele B'Chumum Ed Rabbanon. Ava Knas, the Araisa, Ke Rabbanon Svirle. Instead of Knas, the Araisa, you should say Ava Knas, the Mamayna Hu. Because Amartya Machaber, all of Araya. That's what we should check in the other Girsos and the Kisviyat. It would be better if we wouldn't say Knas de Araya, if we would say Abu Knas de Mamainu, Amartya Machaber, all of Araya. That's what Rashi presents it. Rashi doesn't seem to have had that word, Abu Knas de Araya, Kirabonis, Abu Knas de Mamainu, Kirabonis, because Safik Mamainu Luku. So that's what Rabbi said. Amalei Abaye. Abaye was a nephew of Rabbi. He was an orphan. He was raised by his uncle Rabba, and he often disagrees. He often disagrees with his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, and he often disagrees with his uncle, Rabba, who raised him. Amalei Abai. So Abai says, what are you talking about? How can you possibly say that Rabbi Yudah only makes an exception to the rule, Lanakei Shaloi Heichoite Niska? There's a Beferish of Braisa. Amalei Abai, what is he taina? The time of the Rabbi Yudah, Hocha, Shaloi Heichoite Niska, but time we have a Braisa, Rabbi Yudah, Mishvuya, Shinishbis, Arehi, Big Dushosa, Filabasesa Shonim, Ksubasa Masayim. What's Gatush Lehe Chote Niska? Is he Ksubasa Masayim? She gets a Ksubas Bisula. We assume that she's Loinivalo. It's not just an exception to the rule here, Benegeto Inus and Mefata. Shalehe Chote Niska. It's across the board all the way. Rabbi Yochanan is right. Vira holds Big Dushosa Kaimu, whatever that means. Either means that he's not garbage the whole institution of Shvuyah Asurim Adarabana, or he holds that the Shvuyah Asurim Adarabana is only my loss of the Yuxan, not to marry a Kayan, but it doesn't have any, it's not even considered a Safik Bu'ula at all. That's why he says, Ksubasa Masan. Pasam Ayashalei Chayte Niskeika. Have a Digmar name? Rabbi answers back. Pasam Nami, Dilma Mimni Vila Nasvila. Maybe just like Rabbi Yudah holds, he makes an exception. Rabbi claims that Rabbi Yudah maybe makes an exception to the rule. In our Mishnah, to revert back to the din deraisa shleihei chayte niskar, so Rabbi answers, Hasam Nami, maybe that statement of Rabbi Yudah, the Ksubasa Masayim is also a Dilma, maybe the rabbis were afraid, we're going to say the girl is a Safik Bula, so who's going to want to marry ruined merchandise? Who's going to want to marry the girl if she was Nivala? Everybody wants to marry a girl who is never Nivala. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Tainis, maybe they made an exception to the rule. that a shidduch subasa masayim, she shouldn't have difficulty finding ashira. Dilma mimni v'lo nasvilo. Maybe people will refrain from marrying her because they're going to know that she's a sofik ba'ula. So maybe that's where Rabbi Yehuda holds. They went out of their way to say subasa masayim that she shouldn't have difficulty finding ashira. So this is the machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabba. Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yehuda Rabdeis Amar Dabar Echad, that the Shvuya is B'Kedushas HaKaima, with two pshatim and the Shidim Kovetz is what it means. And Rabbi says, not necessarily Tovi Zabzeh, maybe here it's an exception to the rule, maybe there it's an exception to the rule. Then the Gemara Taina is, V'Sav Rabbi Yehuda, is it possible, B'Kedushas HaKaima, is it possible to say, like Rabbi Yechanan, that either the pshat is that he's not goris the whole din of Shvuya at all, doesn't believe in the whole din of Shvuya, or that Shvuya is only my loss of Yuchsin, but it's not really a Safik Nevalo. So the Gemara Iva Tanya, we have the following brisa. What's the din? This brisa, it's a Tosefta in Yevamos, it says on the side. This is in the context of the Mishnah, it's the end of the second parak in Yevamos. Mishnah has like this, and the Erechot is Nema to say Meis Bailo. A woman is an aguna, the husband is missing for years. And an echad pops up, and he says, Meis Bailo, I know for a fact the husband is dead, shine, dead and buried. Shine. And then the echad wants to marry the girl. So the Mishnah says, we don't permit him to marry the girl. Shema Einov Nasambo, the Gemara has a lotion. Maybe he wants to marry this woman, maybe he told a lie. Maybe the whole story that he said, that Meis Bailo is a lie. If a person comes and says, Meis Bailo, and he's not no personal interest, he doesn't display an interest in marrying the girl. So that's the takanas chachamim. Erechad is believed to say meis bailo. But if he wants to marry her, we have to be concerned. Maybe he's lying. The same thing if, let's say, a couple had problems in their marriage, and the rabbi said they have to get divorced. Rabbi Paskin, the wife took a neda, makes it impossible for them to live together. No way to be matan the neda. Rabbi Paskin have to get divorced. And after he passed, after he had divorced, he wants to go and marry this girl. So the Mishnah says we wouldn't permit him to marry the girl. Because people will say, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Mishle, Hosa mimcha ikshus peh, uluzus vasam harchek me'alecha. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't permit him to do that. Because people will say that he gave a false psak, just in order that the husband should divorce and he should be able to marry him. Or let's say an Erechad comes from, brings a get from Medina Sayyam, he says, a get was written in Shema, gives it to the woman, and then he says he wants to marry the girl. So again, we wouldn't believe him. The admission of discussion, would you believe him or do you not believe him? Okay, would you believe him or not?
Don't we have a case by Shvuya if an aide comes and says that really she wasn't Asura, nothing happened in the prison, and then he wants to marry her?
That's this case, yeah. So the Gemara now quotes a brisa with Izzam Achlekes Atanaim. Right, exactly. So the Gemara asks, V'sav Rab Yehuda, V'kedushos HaKaima, is it possible to assume, according to Rab Yehuda, either that he's not goris the whole institution of Shvuya, or no, he holds there is a Chumra of Shvuya. My loss of Biyuchsin, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen, but not when you get to other din. It's only a Chumra for Kuna. So the Gemara says, what do you do with the following Tosefta? Apodes Hashvuya Iso Enon. The Goyim had a Jewish girl in captivity, and this guy laid out $500,000, and he redeemed her from, he was Poyda, he did Pinya Shvuya. Meidbo, but if he testifies that I know for a fact that the girl was not Nivola to the Goyim, Lo Iso Enon, then the Goyim is not allowed to marry her. Abyudu Oimer, Benkoch HaBenkach, Lo Yisrael, it doesn't matter whether he did pay for her, he didn't pay for her, that's not loch, you're not allowed to marry her. Just like the man who comes and says, Meis Bailo is not allowed to marry the girl, and the dying who paskin, the couple has to get divorced, is not allowed to marry her, and the one who says, B'fon enech, b'fon enechtav, not allowed to marry her, so here also such a din. Hasa mimchik, she's ped, not allowed to. So the Gemara says, well, before we're going to discuss what the problem is, the brisa doesn't read straight. Hagufa kasha. The brisa doesn't read straight. The first line in the brisa, Amrit, first line, you say, Apodes HaShvuya Yisoeno, he is permitted to marry her. Then V'horatonet, then the next line you say, Meid Bo Lo Yisoeno. So the Gemara says, it doesn't make sense. Mishum the Meid Bo Lo Yisoeno. What does that mean? The Gemara says, Holo kasha. No, the correct way to read the brisa is the following. Hachikama. Brisa means like this, the second wide line on the bottom of Lamed Vav and Mebeis. And Wahachikama. He laid out all the money. He gave $500,000 to buy the girl's freedom from the Goyish captors. And then he says, I know for a fact that the Golba is not Nenso during captivity. So then the Tanakhama says, Yisrael, what if made Bokedi? He didn't lay out any money to redeem her. He didn't lay out any money. He just says, I know for a fact that the girl is Torah. She wasn't Nenso. So then the Brisa says, Lo Yisrael. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, Ben kach, Lo Yisrael. Never allowed to marry her. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda says, there is a din. Not allowed to marry the Shvuya.
What was wrong with based on what Rabbi said before about the Pasuk in Mishlei, so why isn't that not a good Havami? Mishim be made by Laisana. People will think that he was being made repulsive in order that he could marry him.
Yeah, but what was the first line? The first line says, Hapoides HaShvuya, HaReza Yisani, I'm a Kohen, and I bought her freedom. How can I marry her? Do I know she was Tehoira? What happened to the Din HaShvuya? Asur LaKohen. So that means, Hapoides HaShvuya, Umeidba.
Okay, so then what's wrong with that Havamim to say that you're not allowed to marry her because we're afraid that you are lying, like we said that Pasukim.
That's good, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. You shouldn't be allowed to marry her. But the Tanakhama says, if you poided the Shvuya and you made Bo, then you can marry her. So the two lines contradict each other. A poided the Shvuya, a raise the Yisani, you may marry her. Then you say, made Bo, lo Yisoeno. So you mark's mind, no, that's what it means. If you only made Bo, you didn't lay out $500,000 to redeem her. So then that's the din, hasamim chikshus peh. You're not allowed to marry her. But if you laid out all the money, then the Gemara says, lo shor diyinish zuzi bichdi. That's the last line on the daf. The Gemara says, if you laid out so much money to be paid to her, you're not going to lay out so much money. If she's asura to you, he's going to sin and he's going to lay out so much money. Also, the Mestami is telling the truth in that case. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there is no such. Even if you're laying out the money, we pass like the Tanakhama. Shulchan Aruch Rama, we pass like the Tanakhama that we do. We are lenient over here. So what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, now, mikomakom kasha le-Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't it contradict what Rabbi Yochanan said? What does it contradict? So if you learn that Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Daisa amru d'varecha that a shvuya is b'gdur shasa kaima, that they don't believe in the whole institution of shvuya. There never was a chumra midrabbanan on shvuya. So then the Braisa contradicts it. It said, Rabbi Yehuda amir benkach benkach la-Yisrael, shvuya is asur l'kayim. But if you say the way we were saying the whole time, the Pasha Pshat, no one disagrees with the institution of Shvuya. They just argue, how far do you go with the Chumrah? Is it only my loss of Biyuchs and the Kohen is not allowed to marry her? But it's not, for all other intents and purposes, it's not even a suffix whether Nivolo. If that's the whole Machlaikas, Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkech Bengala Yisraela, the Kohen is not allowed to marry her. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? Because Dushosa Kaima doesn't mean a Kohen is allowed to marry her. It means for all other intents and purposes. Here we're talking, is a Kohen allowed to marry her? Rabbi Yehuda says, not allowed to. So why is it a Kasha? So we said, maybe the Pshat is that the Shittim Kupetzes never finishes the whole story. Shittim Kupetzes gives the two interpretations. What does it mean, Because Dushosa Kaima? What it means that these two, Rabbi Yochanan claims that these two Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, deny the whole Takana de Rabbanan. Deny the whole institution of Shvuya Asur L'Kohen? Well, no, they're masking. We're just restricted. It only applies to Kuna. It doesn't apply to all other purposes. But he was talking about Kuna. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? So we said, Yesh L'Yashe B'Dechek, we said maybe the Pshat is like this. This whole din of Hasamim Cheik Shuspeh, Luzus Vasam Hachek Me'alecha, that's when you're dealing with a real din. And Erechad is going to come and say, Meis Baila, the Aguna is allowed to remarry, and then he's going to go marry her. So he's dealing with the real issue of an Eish Sish, a real issue of the Raisa. So he say, Hasam Imchik Shespeh, you shouldn't allow that. Or where else do you have it? The Rabbi Paskin, that the couple has to get divorced because the woman took a net and it makes life of the husband impossible, have to get divorced, and then he wants to turn around and marry her. So it looks like he stole the other guy's wife. The Paskin, the husband has to give his wife a get. That's like a get Mausa. I twisted his arm. I gave a false psak that the husband has to divorce his wife. He gave the get under false pretenses that he's not allowed to live with his wife. Truth of the matter, he could have lived with his wife. Could have been made for the netter. But the rabbi gave a false psak. So the get that the husband gave is really a get betos. And the rabbi is going to be living with the woman. The get was an akosha get. And he's living with an eshes ish. That's a major problem. But, or the Gemara has another case. If the rumor has it that the man was having an affair with a non-Jewish woman, then the woman converts, so he shouldn't marry her. He shouldn't marry her. We violate that all the time today. You have a couple is intermarried. A Jewish man is married to a non-Jewish woman. he's living with the woman, he has children with the woman. And then the woman converts, and then he marries her. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. The Mishnah says if rumor has it that he's having an affair with a woman, and the woman converts, Areza lo yisra'ena, because it's going to confirm the rumor. Everybody's going to see that it's true that he was living with the woman. We do it all the time. So Reb Chaim Moshe has a tshuva. He says we rely on the Marsham, has a tshuva. We rely on the Rambam and a tshuva. He says today that the Reform rabbis, what are we going to accomplish by not converting the woman? They'll go to Reform rabbi. The Reform rabbi will give a false conversion. I'll marry the girl anyway. He'll live b'issa with the woman. He's intermarried. He's living b'issa with the non-Jewish woman. So the Zman Hazeh, we don't observe that Mishnah in Yevamos. But that's also part of that Mishnah. That's also part of the series. So the Gemara, perhaps the Gemara means to say like this. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Daisa Amra Davarecha, that Shvuya is B'kdushas HaKaima, what does it mean? It's only my loss of Yochsan, Me'ikir Adin, there isn't even a suffix whether Nivel or La'akum. We know for sure Lo Nivel or La'akum. It's only my loss of Yochsan Achumre. So on this, it doesn't make sense to say that Hosamim Chayikshus Peh. Rabbi Yudah says, Benkach HaBenkach Lo Yisa'ena. Because people will say that he told a lie, that really she is a Tameya. There's no suffix even. There isn't even a suffix whether she's Tameya. We know for sure she's Torah. The whole thing is only Milo Asim Yuchsen. So it doesn't make sense that Rabbi Yudah should be so machmer over here. Maybe that's the pshat in the kasha. Otherwise, you have to learn that the Gemara meant to say that Rabbi Yudah Rabdaisa denied the whole institution of Shvuya. That's the pashta says that it's not so. They're not going to throw out all the Mishnahs in the second parak. Nobody ever quoted in the second parak that there's a Tana who disagrees. So that's one pshat in the Shittim Gubet. The other pshat is the way we presented it.
I've heard cases where, you know, a guy's living with the girl, and they won't do the giyur for that reason.
Lechatchila, you shouldn't be megayer.
Married, and they want to get. They got married.
They didn't. He wasn't from me. He didn't know about it. You get officially married. So right. Now he wants to be my guy. He's doing shuvah. So there they do it easier.
But if he's
living with her not married, then you don't allow him to convert. We shouldn't allow any of these people to convert because the conversion is not l'shem shamayim. You should only convert a person where there's no boyfriend, there's no girlfriend involved.
He's married. He's married 10 years to this woman. He married her. And. He didn't know? So that's, in a way, better, isn't it, than the guy...
We shouldn't convert any of these people, but that's Rabbi Chaim Moshe says that b'zman hazeh, we violate that din, because under the circumstances, if we'll refuse to convert them, they'll go to the Reform Rabbi, who'll continue living b'yisa with the girl. So under the circumstances, that's the lesser of the two evils.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
In the case of no.
Yeah.
Are
we
talking about a case where there's a real
Kabbalah on mitzvah,
or they're going to continue living as
non-religious
people?
But there is a Kabbalah on mitzvah. Yeah, so it looks like there is a Kabbalah on mitzvah. But still, it's not right to be megar someone when a shalor d'shma. But the eved, if the person converted shalor d'shma, but there was Kabbalah on mitzvah, but the eved, we say it's good. One time holds out the whole geris is not good even with the eved. That a geris has to be only l'shma. Shem Shamayim, and if the motivation to be Megar is in order to marry the boy, then the whole garrison is not valid. So that we don't pass on like that. That's the end of the second parak in Yevamos. Chavdal Adam and Beis, the Gemara says, but Yevet kulam Gerim hain. But Yevet the garrison is good. So we today say that Shasatrak ke Yevet domi. Shasatrak ve Allah lachatchila, well, usually is only permissible by the Yevet. So Rabbi Chaim Moshe said that today it's a Shasatrak. I don't know. So the Gemara says on the third line, Mikom Akam Kashel Rabbi Yudah, how can Rabbi Yechanan say that according to Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Daisa, Shvuya is Bigdushasa Kaima, either means that there's no institution of Shvuya, he's not Goris at all, or it's only a Chumra Bialma, but it's not really a Suffolk, Bu'ula Nivala La'akum. So how do you read Rabbi Yudah that he says benkach benkach lo yisra'ena? Amar Papa, you have to benka hagoa, you have to correct. The brisa, the Tosefta in Yevamos doesn't read straight. Ema zog azay. Say like this, recite the brisa like this. Rabbi Yudah emer benkach benkach yisra'ena. He may marry her. may marry her, either because he doesn't believe in the whole institution of Shvuya, which is hard to believe, or else that it's only a chumrah bi'alma, my loss of yuchsin, and you don't have to be so machm. Rav Huna made the Reb Shua, what are you talking about? They're changing the girsa. The girsa, the way they used to recite the brises, it wasn't written down. So the next time, Rav Huna made the Reb Shua says, li'oilam kiriktani. The brisa, the way it says, is correct. You can't change the girsa from yes to no. But he answered, Rabbi Yehuda derem darbaran kamalu. Lididi, his sheet is benkach benkach, yiso enakos bigdusha sekaima. Elalidithu, you, Tanakama. You hold that a shvuya is reasafik nevelala akum. Lididhu, the din should have been benkach benkach loisa enam iboilai. You should have said that it does make a difference whether he paid for her redemption or he just testified. In either case, he shouldn't be allowed to marry her. V'rabbanan, what does the Tanakhama distinguish? We pass like the Tanakhama. V'rabbanan, what does the Tanakhama distinguish between whether he laid out $500,000 to buy her freedom or not? Apeidus ha'shvuya made boy yisena wa'ayla shadiyin ishduzi b'chdi. Guy's not going to sin and pay $500,000 to marry the girl. Today people will, but that's what the Tanakhama says. Guy's not going to sin and pay money. They'll sin a little bit. He'll tell a lie a little bit, but he's not going to pay $500,000 to tell a whole lie. But may both kedib, if he only testifies that the woman was loy nivala, so then shem ha'edam dasam ba, maybe he's in love with her, maybe he's giving aid to shekel. That is the Gemara. Then the Gemara asked Akasha another stira, Rab Yudah. The stira, the new stira is from a new braisa on the top of the next daf. The new braisa is going to talk about two topics. Going to talk about the topic of tumah l'mafreya. When a woman becomes, a woman has an arias dam, let's say now, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the woman has arias dam. When is dam mitame? It has to be dam in amokar. Is mitame a woman to become a nidor as other? So the dam means dam amokar, dam from the lining. In the woman's body, there's one section that's called the bais ha-panimi, and then there's another section that's called the bais ha-chitzon. That's a big question. Where is the cutoff point? Where is the border? What's the bais ha-chitzon? What's the bais ha-panimi? So it was always assumed that the separation point is the cervix. Past the cervix is the bais ha-panimi, and outside of the cervix is the bais ha-chitzon. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote an essay many years ago, I think, in the first issue of, what was this? Mendel Kashi used to put out journals, I forgot what it's called, or any. Noam, used to put out Noam. It's like today they have Truman. So years ago they used to have Noam. So I think in number Aleph, volume Aleph, and Noam, Shlomo Zalman published an essay, Mechudish Digadin, and then in Chelik Beis he printed a retraction that he came up with a big kula. If a woman is always having Riyas Dam, Riyas Nida, so how is it possible to be mata the woman to get married? The woman is unable to get married. So Shlomo Zalman came up with a wild chiddush. So part of the chiddush was that he thought that the border between the bais ha-panimi and bais ha-chitzon is further in. It's not the cervix. It's deeper into the womb, possibly. So the opening Mishnah Nida, Maseches Nida, starts off with a machlokes between Hillel and Shammai, and we don't pass like either. We don't pass like either. We pass like the Chachamim. So Shammai Omer, Kol Anoshim Dayin Shaitan. If a woman has a Riyas Dam at 4 o'clock, she has a Hargosha. That Dam is coming, but what's the definition of a Riyas Dam? And Amokka goes from the Bais HaPanimi into the Bais HaChitzan. So if a woman has a Hargosha, she has a Riyas Dam 2 o'clock, she's Tamei, Mikana Labo. Why should I say she's Tamei L'mafreya? Why should I assume she's Tamei L'mafreya? And all the Tanoim agree with Shammai min HaTorah, but they disagree with him. They hold that Midi Rabbanan, we introduced Chumers. So Hillel has a very big Chumer, and we don't accept Hillel's Chumer. We accept only partially the Chumer. That the woman is Metama Lemafreya Meis Leis. She has a Hargosha, a Jewish woman. She has a Hargosha, she has a Riyas Dam now 2 o'clock. So we assume Benegeh to Kochim, Benegeh to Kochim and Truma, where Machma Midi Rabbanan, maybe she became a Nida as of 24 hours ago, even though she didn't sense it. Maybe she became a Nida. Maybe the Dam went from the Bais HaPnimi into the Bais HaChitzon, and it didn't come all the way out till now. But if once the Dam crosses over the border, from the Bais HaPnimi into the Bais HaChitzon, that's the definition of a Riyas Dam. That's what Rashi says over here.
There's no Hargosha.
there was no hargosha, right? So min ha-toira, whenever there's no hargosha, the woman is tahira. But min rabbanon, she'll be tameya. So rabbanon she'll be tameya. That's the din of kesem. Even if there's no hargosha, the woman is tameya min rabbanon. So that's called tumah l'mafreya. It's only a chumra min rabbanon. Min ha-toira, there is no such din. It's only chumra min rabbanon. Olam erget to chumra l'kachim. That's the first sugya in Nida. And we paskan, she's metame l'mafreya me'eslei. She has the riyaz dam now to a clock. So if she touched kachem, if she touched truma in the last 24 hours, as of yesterday afternoon, 2 o'clock, whatever she touched, we would be machmer to declare it as tome, unless she made a bedika in between. Let's say the woman made a bedika last night at 8 o'clock at night, and she sees there's no dam. So you can't say, maybe the dam really came from the Bais Achitzen into the Bais Achitzen 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, but she made a bedika last night at 8 o'clock. Everything is okay. So that's what the mission says. She's metamele mafreya, but a bedika limits it. That's called pekida lepekida. Pekida means a bedika. If the woman made a bedika, she's only metame from 8 o'clock on, not from 2 o'clock on yesterday. And let's say the last time she made a bedika was a week ago. So you're going to be metame the woman as of a week ago. So the Mishnah says no. Meislei says memayit al yad ben pekida lepekida. Pekida lepekida is memayit al yad meislei. So that's how we paskin. It's a chumra midirabonon. There's such a tumah l'mafreya. A tumah l'mafreya that never exceeds the last bedika, never exceeds 24 hours earlier than she has the hargosha now. Both lahokil. You can't go past the last bedika, and you can't go past 24 hours. So here the Braisa has a machlokes hatanoim. What if the girl converted today? And she converted today, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. She has a riyaz dam, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So are you metame her lemafreya? What do you mean mafreya? As of yesterday. She wasn't Jewish yesterday. A woman is not Jewish, can't have a tumas nida. No, she was tevel in the mikveh at 12 o'clock. And then she had a riyaz dam at 2 o'clock. Are you metame lemafreya as of 12 o'clock? She could have possibly, she was Jewish at 12 o'clock. She could have become a nida, but she didn't have any sensation. He has no argosha. So do you go back lemafreya? So Rabbi Yudah says, Machlek, so Rabbi Yudah says, no, you don't go back. You only go back l'mafreya if the girl is Jewish and there's a possibility to go back all the way meisleis. But since the girl became, she converted in the last 24 hours, can't go back meisleis, so you don't go back at all. There's no tumah l'mafreya. They were never machmet tumah l'mafreya. That's the lashon that Rashi writes. Rashi writes the lashon about 8 lines from the top, 9 lines from the top. Since he can't go back all the way meisleis till yesterday 2 o'clock, so you don't even go back to the last time she was voided. So Rabbi Kivega says that loshen of Rashi is a direct quotation word for word from Nida Daf Lamed Aleph. Rashi is quoting from the Gemara, and Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Rabbi Yosi is mach. Even though it's impossible to go back meisleis, she wasn't Jewish yesterday. She just converted today 12 o'clock. But still, you go back as far as you can. So she had the hargosha today at 2 o'clock, it can go back till 12 o'clock. So whatever chumah kachmi she touched in between will become tummy. So that's one machlaikas Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yosi. In Hilchas me'es leis, tumah derabbanan. Then there's another machlaikas, question whether this machlaikas adin derais adin derabbanan, adin of havchana. Havchana, we know from the sugis in Yevamos, Mishnayis in Yevamos, there's a din of havchana. If a woman becomes an almana or a grusha, so she's not supposed to remarry until the 92nd day. You have to have 90 full days in between. 90 days chutz miyom shemeis bailo, or miyom shenizgarsha, chutz miyom shemiskatsha. So that's called tzadik beis yom. You need 92 days, 90 full days in between. Why? Kedei lahavchin bein zara shel bishon lezara shel shena. The woman marry within 3 months, and then she'll have a baby, and we won't know whether the father of the baby is the first husband, or the father of the baby is the second husband. And what's the big importance, what's the significance of knowing if the father of the baby is the first husband or the second husband? So if somebody's a kohen, the other one is not, so it's important to know whether the child is a kohen or a lady. Let's say they're both not kohanim, but they both are kohanim. So whoever the father is, it's a big deal how you call them up for the aliyah. The first husband's name is Yossel, the second husband's name is Yankel. So is he Ben Yossel or Ben Yankel? So they make all takon and make everybody crazy because we got to know how to call them. Nafkamina, who's Yerusha? Is he going to get Yerusha from the first husband, second husband? So to make everybody crazy because of the Yerusha. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, he's choosing him Lis locha lelekim ulizarcha acharecha. I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael. I want you to fulfill the mitzvah of Bris Milah. I want you to have a muna. I want your children to have a muna. Yes, locha lelekim ulizarcha acharecha. So included in that pasuk is the mashmaos. You should have tzara miyuchas achrav, that the Jewish people should know who their father is. So the Pnei Yeshua is quoted by the Pesach Tshuva and Ebenezer, quotes the Pnei Yeshua and the Chidushim on the sugya, that pasuk is only an asmachtam of the Rabban. This whole din, that the woman has to wait 3 months, not a real drosh gemur there, right? So that's only an asmachtam of the Rabban. So that's about Pnei Yeshua, right? Pnei Yeshua, our regular Pnei Yeshua, is quoted as having said that pasuk is only an asmachtam, and it's not a real din deraisa. So usually dinim derabbanim were instituted as a loypluk. So the Gemara is in there in Yevamos, the big Tosfos over here quotes the Dibur Maschil Tzrichas La'amtin. So the Gemara there says, what if the woman who just lost her husband is 95 years old? Should we know she's not pregnant? What if the husband was 119 years old who died? He doesn't have any, didn't have the power to make his wife pregnant. What if the husband was in prison the last 5 years? The wife was in prison. They're both in prison. What if they weren't talking to each other the last 20 years? So it's not shaykh that she's pregnant from the husband. What if this? What if that? Nobody comes and says the woman is not pregnant. So the Brisa says, the Poshup shot on the Brisa, that it's a loy plug rabban. Even though you know bevadai that the chashash doesn't apply, the Pashta says that it's a loy plug rabban. The very difficult tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, as we mentioned, is it's a little laughable. It's such a strange tshuva. Moshe has a situation. A woman was married, and she went to a rabbi, a faker. He claims he has a shingle. He's an Orthodox rabbi, and he does gittin. She goes to the rabbi. She says she's married to her husband. She needs a get. So he says, okay, I'll give you a get. So the rabbi writes a get. Harei Mugoresh is in Shai. He gives the woman a ptur. She's allowed to be married. There never was a get. The rabbi was a fraud. Then the woman meets someone new, and she's holding by getting married to have a date. Then the new rabbi is going to be Masada Kedushin. He asks her, where's the ptur? Who would divorce you? So she shows this document. And he says, did your husband give you the get? He says, no, the rabbi wrote a get and he gave me the get. So such fraud. So the shaila is, they discovered this a month before the wedding, a week before the wedding. Now finally they chase after the first husband and he gives her a get. First husband gave her a get. But now you say she has to wait 92 days. They already booked the hall, they booked the... everybody's coming in, they sent out invitations, they have an orchestra and everything. It's going to be a big hefsed moment. So Moshe says, Milsa de lo shchicha la gozabe rabban. This is a milsa de lo shchicha to have a rabbi who has a shingle that is an Orthodox rabbi. He should do such a maisa to give the woman a get. It's a fraud. Isn't it a loyplug? So Moshe says, no, the Gemara never said it's a loyplug. Even if he's in prison, she's in prison, he's 120, and she's 95 years old, and they weren't talking to each other the last 20 years, and he's sick, and she's sick, and now he comes, that doesn't mean that it's a loyplug. That doesn't mean it's a loyplug. But in this case, it's a milsa lo shchicha. Eliyahu Navi coming and saying the woman is not pregnant, that's not a milsa lo shchicha. That's more lo shchicha. That's more lo shchicha. That's a very strange tshuva there, Moshe has. Very strange. The Pasha Peshat anymore is that by a woman who is previously married, and we want to know whether the child is from the first husband or second husband, but Pasha Peshat anymore, that's a loy plug rabban. But here the Gemara is talking about a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, whether a giyoris needs havchana. What's the havchana by the giyoris? We want to know. She may convert and she'll get married right away and she'll have a baby. We don't know, was she pregnant from before? Did she become pregnant benochre yusa? So the baby was hayrasa shalab bigdusha v'leidasa bigdusha. Or did she become pregnant after she converted? What's the big difference whether the baby is hayrasa shalab bigdusha or hayrasa bigdusha? So if it's a baby girl, then it makes a big difference. A woman, a non-Jewish woman converts and she's pregnant with a baby girl and the baby is born 8 months later. The baby was hayrasa shalab bigdusha v'leidasa bigdusha. So a kohen is not permitted to marry the baby girl. That's included, the Rambam says that's included in the din of Giyoris. Kohen is not allowed to marry a Giyoris. So even though the baby never converted, the mother converted when she was pregnant, so the Rambam says the baby is considered a Giyoris, and even if Nisus b'dieved, even if she goes ahead by mistake and she marries a Kohen, so the Rambam, the Beis Shmuel, and Ebenezer quotes this, Afilam Nisus teitze, even b'dieved, she has to get divorced. There was a whole scandal here in the yeshiva years ago. There was a certain rabbi who used to come to the yeshiva and paskin like a pontiff, like a pope, and he used to allow Eishes Ishim to remarry and all kinds of wild ideas he had. So one of his wild ideas was that if the woman was pregnant with a baby girl, when she converted, the baby was harasa shalavdusha medas mikdusha, the baby girl is not a georis, and she's permitted lachatchila to marry a kohen. The only one who's only connected is the Rambam. The Bishmol quotes the Rambam that afilu b'di'evedim nisus teitze. It's a psak betois. It's not true. So he got some other rabbis to sign along on such a document, and the rabbis were so furious when they realized that they were fooled, that there is no such din. It's keneged adin. So there was a whole scandal in the yeshiva around 10, 15 years ago. So that's more important, to know whether the baby girl, if she has a baby girl, was Rasa Bigdusha, Rasa Shla Bigdusha, that's relevant, but again, to Kohanim. Yeah. It'll be Negeti Rusha also. Let's say it's a baby boy, and the man who made her pregnant later marries her. So if it's Rasa Shla Bigdusha, then the baby boy will not be related to the father. At the time that he was Boal HaNachris, he made the woman pregnant, so she wasn't Jewish, so the child is not going to be related to him. But if the woman became pregnant after she converted from this Jewish man, so then the child will yarshin from the father. Okay, so there'll be nafkaminus ledina. So that's a question, havchana by a giyoris, that's a machleg zabuta Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says you need havchana, Rabbi Yossi says you don't need any havchana at all. So we have machman like Rabbi Yehuda that you do need havchana. So is that Hachana, is that the Reis, or is that the Rabban? That's the question. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that even though we follow that Pnei Yeshua, that Hachana by the Grusha, or by the Almana, is only the Rabbanon, and the Pasuk by Avram Avinu, Lias L'chol Elokim, Zarcha Acharecha, Zarem Yuchasach, the Pasuk is only an Asmachtam of the Rabbanon, but Rav Soloveitchik thought that Hachana by Giyuris could be a Din Deraisa. Why should it be a Din Deraisa? So Rav Soloveitchik had this notion, an original idea, that when the Pasuk says in Parshas Hamor, Vikidashtoi means you should preserve the Kedushas Kahuna, you should see to it the Kohen should remain a Kohen, you should be Mechabed the Kohen to get the first Aliyah, and if the Kohen marries a Grusha, you have to force him to get divorced from the Grusha. So Vikidashtoi perhaps should be broadened out, it means you should preserve the Yuchsin. And Klal Yisrael should see to it that who is a mamzer should be known as a mamzer. Who is not a mamzer, no one. We shouldn't permit anybody to call him a mamzer. No one should think that he is a mamzer. You have to try to preserve the yuchsin, who's a kohen, who's a levi, who's a Yisrael, and who's hayrasa bigdush, and who's hayrasa shalav bigdush. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe based on the mitzvah b'kidashtoi, maybe it doesn't only refer to preserving the yuchsin of the kohanim, maybe refers to preserving the yuchsan of all of Klal Yisrael. So maybe Chana by Gioris would be a din deraisa. Usually when things are deraisa, usually there's no lo plug. Usually by dinim derabbanan, usually you have a lo plug rabban. But usually when a din is a din deraisa, whenever the halacha applies, it applies. Whenever it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. It's rare that you have, I don't know, rare. It is rare. Most of the time you don't make a lo plug on a din deraisa. Usually lo plug is on a derabban. So that's a sophic in the Chalkas Mechoykik and the Beishmuel. What if, let's say, a Gioris converts and she's clearly pregnant? She's very obviously pregnant. So we know the baby that's going to be born is going to be Harasa Shalom Bigdush, Shalom Das Bigdush. She's going to marry the boyfriend or her husband, whatever it is, the one who made her pregnant. So do you say it's a loy plug? You still have to have Avchana? What do you say? No, I know that the baby is Harasa Shalom Bigdush. So we'll write down, and the Ksav HaGeiris, the first baby that she's going to give birth to, in another 2 months, is going to be Harasa Shalav Yigdush. Or the reverse, the woman took a pregnancy test that's reliable. Some are more reliable than others. The woman took a pregnancy test, and they say for sure the woman is not pregnant. So can you permit the woman to get married within the 92 days without waiting Havchana? If it would have been an Almana or a Grusha, we wouldn't rely on a pregnancy test, not better than Elio Anovi. Afilio Elio says that the woman is not pregnant. We wouldn't permit the woman to violate Havchana. But over here, the Shaila is, what about by Giyoris? So the Sfida Yesh has two tshuvas about this.
According to Soloveitchik, is this the Raisa only Morach?
Usually Asvarna Sanas by Din Deraisa Imam Machma, but on the other hand, usually Dinim Deraisa are not a loy plug. Most of the time, Dinim Derabanan are loy plug, Dinim Deraisa usually not loy plug. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole list of Marmikoimis, and one of his Svarim, where you have a lot of loy plugs Deraisa. Okay. But usually it's not a loy plug.
So what
would you say about that? So this is a Sufik in the Chalkas Mechoikik and the Beishmuel, quotes the Chalkas Mechoikik was earlier. This is a suffix with a bagioris. What if you know bevada? She is pregnant. She's not pregnant. Is it a loy plug? It still have to wait avchana on that. So this Svidiyesh has two tshuvas about this. So the first tshuva, both very short. The first tshuva was written before the Second World War, when he's still in Germany, and he writes it's a suffix in the Beis Shmuel. So you have to be machma. You have to wait avchana, even though we know one way. Even though the woman is clearly pregnant, the woman is obviously pregnant. You still have to wait tzadik beis yam. Then in the tshuva they wrote after the war, when the Oitzar HaPaskim is already beginning to be published, the Oitzar HaPaskim quotes a Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch usually says Pilpulim. Usually Minchas Chinuch usually doesn't talk Halacha L'maise. He just quotes Gemaris with Bikis and everything. Here he's Poshet Halacha L'maise, the Suffolk of the Bishmur, with the Sechelkes Mechoikik. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Melochim, where the Rambam quotes the Dinam of Yifas Toyar. So it says in the Chumash, V'yosho B'veisecho, So the Yerach Yomim, the 30 days that she's sitting in my home, I know she wasn't Mizana with anybody. She's sitting in my house. So the Rambam says, then she converts, and you only have to wait another 60 days. The 30 days that she was sitting in your home before she converted, I've been starved with the 60 days afterwards. So you see, Beferich, it's not a loy plug. So no one else talks about it. You have no sources in Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim. The Bishmul had a suffix from the Chalkas Mechoikik, and the Minchas Chinuch says, here's a Rambam. So the Rambam says, Lahakol, Fartik, so that's the end of the story. The Rambam is Mekel, so you can be Mekel. So that's in the second Shuva that the Sridiyesh wrote years later, after the war was over, the Otzar Poskim started to be printed. They still didn't finish. Otzar Poskim is a Likut of all the Achrayim, Sif by Sif on Ebenezer. So when on the Simon of Havchana, so they quote this Minchas Chinuch, who was Poshet the suffix from the Rambam. So that's what Rav Moshe was Mekel. Moshe in his Sefer, he was only make on a rare case that a couple converted, husband and the wife both converted, and they know that she is pregnant, not that she know that she's not pregnant, because she just had a period. And in the days of the Gemara, it was common for a pregnant woman to have a period. Today it's absolutely not common at all that a pregnant woman should have. The pregnant woman is always going to be Mesolakas Dom. The days of the Gemara was much more common. So Moshe says, if the woman had a period, so you see that she's not pregnant, so you can be Mekel. And then Balpeh, Rav Moshe was Mekel. Whenever you take a good pregnancy test, you can marry off the Gioris within the Tzadik Beis Yoim without waiting the Havchana. Because you know one way or the other, the pregnancy test will ascertain whether the first baby will be Harosa Bigdush, Harosa Shalom Bigdush. So we're Mekel on that. It's by Gioris, it's not a loy plug. Yeah. So here it's a machlokes hatanaim. Is there a din of avchana at all on gioris? Rabbi Yossi said there's no din of avchana. Why no din of avchana? Why did he say there's no din of avchana? So the Gemara says, oh, maybe it's because if the girl is planning to convert, so mistama she'll be careful to make sure that she won't become pregnant, that won't be any asokim. So the Gemara says, yeah, maybe that makes sense by a gioris, but what about by a shivchakninus? Is yotze b'shem v'yayin? She didn't know to prepare in advance. The Odom, by accident, knocked out her eye, knocked out her tooth. And Yotze B'Shen V'Yayin, she becomes Nishtachara. Rabbi Yossi says, over there also, you don't need to wait Havchana. So the Gemara gives a funny explanation. The Gemara gives, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. We pass on that you do need Havchana. Yeah. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the rest of the Tikkun.
Most of the Rabbanans are low plug, we're not the first time that because most of the Raisas are not the first time of the cross.
Yeah.
And just like the Raisas are low plug, a lot of times the Rabbanans are low.
Yeah, it means that is correct. Someone should have asked that question. Good, yes, good. That means when you have a mitzvah in the Chumash and the rabbis ascertain what the reason is and the reason doesn't say a Chumash, Then we say, since it's written stammer, that it's going to be a lot plug, even when the reason doesn't apply. Yeah, but let's say it's not a mitzvah in the Torah. It's just the Torah has halachas. Torah says you have to worry about to ascertain the kiddushta. Torah says the kiddushta, you have to ascertain the yuchsin. So you have ascertained the yuchsin. You did ascertain the yuchsin. It's not the kiddushta. It's not that it's a mitzvah. So we're dealing with the mitzvah loisase loisafel beged almana. So you have a loisase. Tatanaim ascertain what the reason is. So the shaila is, does the isa derais apply even when the reason doesn't apply? So Shimon says, darshin and time of dikra. The mitzvah only applies when the reason applies. And we say, lo darshin and time of dikra. But if it's not a question of a mitzvah says a mitzvah says, it's a din. The kiddashtoi. You have to preserve the yuchsin. So I did preserve it. I made a test. I know. It's taken care of. That klal al pi pashtas loy dashin in time of the krua means when you have a mitzvah, either a mitzvah says a mitzvah loy says, the Torah doesn't give the reason, but we know what the reason is. But it's not a question of a mitzvah, just a din. So whenever you've taken care of the halacha, the kiddashta is taken care of. So what does this have to do? We were talking about shvuya. We're talking about shvuya the koyin, whether it's shvuya b'kedushas kaim or la b'kedushas kaim. What has it got to do over here? So the Mori asked the Kash on the top line. The Savar Abiyud Big Dushasa Kaima, is it possible to say like Rabbi Yochanan? That's what Tosis points out. The bottom Tosis on Lamed Vav and Beis points out all the Kashas are Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who claims the Rabbi Yudib, Rabbi Dosa, Amud Ever Echod. What do they both say? That Shvuya is Big Dushasa Kaima. What does that mean? So again, the two Pshatim in the Shitim Kobetz is the one Pshat, the funny Pshat is. Rabbi Yosef denied that there's a takana, there's a din de rabbanon of shvuya. That's a difficult pshat. The other pshat was no. There is a din of shvuya. They subscribe to all the mishnayos in the second parak. Second parak, no one mentioned at all. Does anybody disagrees with the mishnayos? But they hold that it's only on my loss of biyuchs and only for kuna. Doesn't apply in any other area. So the Gemara says, how can you say within Rabbi Yudah, b'kedusha sakaima, aibu hatanyo? It says, so the first half is about tumah l'mafreya. That has nothing to do with us. Okay. Machleg Zabir Rabbi Yossi, whether you say since he can't go back, Meisleis, can't go back 24 hours. The girl just converted today, 12 o'clock. You can't say she's Tamei Anita as of 2 o'clock yesterday. Rabbi Yossi says if you can't go back, Meisleis, you don't have to even go back till 12 o'clock. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, Harek Gechalan Hashem, and she's Matamon the Mafreya 2 hours earlier. Sure. And then the second Machleg is, that's relevant. The second Machleg is going to be the Kasha. Second Machleg is, it's Tzucha Vahamtin Gimachadosh and Divir Rabbi Yossi. Yudah says there is a din of Havchal, you have to wait Tzadik Beis Yom. Rabbi Yosei Mata Le'orez for the Inosei. They just printed a fat, someone, well, I was in Eretz Yisrael just 3 weeks ago. So somebody gave me a fat volume all about Chacham Abad Yosef. Stories and psukim and everything. So they had a shaila. A woman didn't know about the din of Havchal. She got divorced from her husband. And she met someone else and she's getting married already. And they already booked the hall, and they already booked a caterer, and a photographer, and a musician, and everything. And then she finds out that she's supposed to wait the Gimel Chadoshim. So the shaila is there room to be makel behefsid maru, because they're gonna lose thousands of dollars. So one of the rabbanim from the rabbanut typed the whole letter to Rav Chacham Avadya with the various tzadim lohapal. He dug up a bach and a this and a that. Chacham Avadya just wrote two lines. I don't know what you're talking about. The woman is asur. The Gemara says the Farish, even though it's going to be a hefsid moment of thousands of dollars, it's a Gemara Yevamos that you mapsed even a fortune of money. So, even though b'shoigeg, the woman didn't know. They didn't know you have to wait afchan. They just wrote the Medina the Gemara. You need afchan. That's by an Eishes Ish, not a Gioris. By Gioris, it's not a loyfum. Yeah. So the Gemara is going to ask Akasha from the second one. Rav Yudah says you need afchan. By a Gioris, the Freg the Gemara Astira. You see that the Gioris was Nivalo. So how can you tell me that by the Shvuya she was not Nivalo? So the Gemara says, what are you mixing up Shvuya with Gioris? A Gioris, she was a Goya. So of course we assume she was Nivalo. Rabbi Yudah said before, Rabbi Yechanan said within Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Daisa, that a Shvuya, a Jewish girl who is Nishbis, there isn't even a suffix. Like Gioris, Hashviya, Karamis, you're asking a contradiction, a rumya, between Gioris, Gioris, Loi Mintura Nafsha, Gioris wasn't Jewish before, so of course she was Mazana. And Hashviya, Mintura Nafsha, but a Jewish girl who was held captive by the Goyim is going to be Mintura Nafsha. So then the Gemara says, okay, But I'll ask a stira v'ram shvuya shvuya. There's diran shvuya also. What? You tell me here, Rabbi Yechanan says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dais Amar Dov Rechad, that what? That your shvuya is big dushos akaima. Here it says that you need hafchana gimel chadosh and bayi shvuya. What do you need hafchana gimel chadosh and bayi shvuya for? If Rabbi Yehuda says she's vada loy nivolo, just my loss of yuchsin, she should marry a kohen. But there isn't even a suffix whether nivolo, so why does she need hafchana? And for the Gemara, no! Ishtik. So he didn't know the answer to the kasha. Omala midish milcha, do you have any answer? Omala yeah, hachem rab sheshes. You talk about a case, the shvuya. You know that she was danced by the guy. If she was danced by the guy, you have to wait. Gimel chodshi afchana. Yeah. But if you have a woman who's a shvuya, you don't know whether nivala. And she's screaming she was not nivala. But she's in a menace because she doesn't have a pesha or a pesha eater. So if loy ruah she nivala, then Rabbi Yehuda would certainly say, shvuya b'gdushasa kama. He doesn't have to wait afchana. The afchana by the shvuya is only for ruah she nivala. She knows, she herself says, she was nivola by the she was nensa by the anus, by the goy. Then you have to wait chodshe gimel chodshe avchon. Then the Gemara has a whole omer trying to explain why does Rabbi Yossi hold that there's no need for havchona by a giyoris. Yeah. In Shulchan Aruch there's a discussion based on the Magid Mishnah. Maybe havchona by a giyoris is only if the woman was married before. Maybe she's a single girl. Maybe you don't need havchona. But we don't follow that opinion. We wait havchana by, we insist, you have to wait havchana by a single girl also.
We assume
that she should face Zuma, because always having a single. I don't know. Mag Mishnah, such as Svara. Maybe the whole havchana is only if she was officially married. But if she's officially single, maybe there's no havchana. So we're machmer on that, yeah. A couple of years ago, there was a single girl who wasn't Jewish, and she was always hanging out at Muncie, or Flatbush, or Borough Park, only by the Jewish people, because she was planning to convert. So one of the people in NCSY, I go to the OU office on Friday, so one of the people at the NCSY brought this girl to meet me on a Friday. So she said she's learning, she's going to convert, and every Shabbos she always spends in either Muncie, or Borough Park, or Flatbush. So then they converted her. So a month after they converted her, the rabbi who brought her to the OU office called me up on the phone, and he tells me that when they converted him, when she was tovel in the mikvah, they asked her, are you pregnant? So she said, of course I'm not pregnant, I'm not married. And then a month later, she realizes that a miracle occurred. She is pregnant. So she wanted to know, what did that question mean? When they asked, is she pregnant? Does that mean that now that she told a lie, it was an honest lie? She didn't know that she was lying. She thought she wasn't pregnant. So she wants to know, does that mean the whole conversion is not valid? So I explained to the rabbi, called me on the phone, no. The reason why they ask if she's pregnant is, the Gemara says in Yevamos, on Daf Ayin Ches, Mu'uberish and his Gaira, if a non-Jewish woman is pregnant and she's tovel in the mikveh, the Shem Geiris, when the baby will be born, the baby will not need tefillah in the mikveh, the Geiris of the mother is oiler for the baby as well. So the Dogel Mervava, the Nadi Yehuda, writes in the Ha'oris on the side of Yeridea, the tefillah in the mikveh is oiler for the uber, for the fetus, only if the bezna is aware that the woman is pregnant. But if she didn't tell them, so they're not supervising the geiris of the uber, they're just supervising the geiris of the mother. So then the uber will, when the baby will be born, you'll have to be matul a baby again in a mikveh. So that's why they ask her whether she's pregnant or not. Her conversion is certainly valid. The only shaila is whether you'll have to be tovel a baby again. So she didn't want to be tovel. Apparently she was going to marry the guy who made her pregnant. So she didn't want to be tovel a baby after it would be born. That would be an embarrassment. So she wanted to go to mikveh a second time while she's pregnant. So the rabbi asked me, is that acceptable? He called up 2 weeks later, is that acceptable? So I said, I don't think so. I thought that Gemara that says that Muberish and his Gaira, the tefillah of the mother is oiler for the fetus, that's only if tefillah was good for the geiris of the mother, so migdal that is good for the mother, it's good for the fetus as well. But the mother already was nizgaya. And now the mother is only being tovel only for the uber. The uber is not touching the water at all. The mother's body is touching the water. Uber is all the way inside. The uber is not touching the water in the mikveh. I thought that would not be acceptable. So So they went and they did, they asked a different rabbi. The other rabbi said that it is good. That's what my son asked. My son Shai asked Rabbi Al-Yashiv. Al-Yashiv said right away, absolutely no good. It's no good. Some rabbanim said it is good. It's a shayla. It's a shayla. The dog of my brother is also a shayla. Is it really true that you need a bezdin for the conversion, for the tvila of the uber? In the yeshivas, they ask Akasha, Rab Shimon Shkop, and Rab Naftali Trop, and all the Rosh Yeshiva and the Achrenim. This Chetshuva quotes it also. If a woman converted, and she was pregnant already, then when the baby's born 5, 6, 7 months later, the baby's born to a Jewish mother. So is that conceivable? That a Jewish mother gives birth to a baby, the baby is a guy. If the mother converted after 2 or 3 months of pregnancy, by the time the baby is born, the mother is Jewish. Is that shaykh to say the baby is a goy? Isn't the baby Jewish by virtue of the fact that he's born to a Jewish mother? So some of the gedolim say, yeah, the baby will be Jewish anyway. But whenever someone started off as a non-Jew and then he becomes Jewish, there's a mitzvah that he should be tovel in the mikveh, b'shem geirus. But the tefillah in the mikveh wouldn't be ma'akev over there. That's how some. Rabbi Naftali has like that. Shemishkop also, that's Rabbi Soloveitchik said like that. There's a mitzvah that is a let's say there's a machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When a ger converts, you have to have milah and tefillah. What if the ger only had milah, he never had tefillah? So it's a machlekes atanoim, whether the tefillah is ma'akev. So if the tefillah is ma'akev, what do you need it lachat tefillah for? We paskin malva lai tovel is no good. You need the milah, you need the tefillah, the both li kuvah. If tovel lai malva lai tovel is not Jewish. You need both. But according to one Tana, all you need is the milah, the tefillah is not miyakim b'diavad. So if you're not miyakim b'diavad, what do you need lachat tefillah? The answer is it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the part of a ger. If a person used to be a goy and now became Jewish, so it's a mitzvah that it should be tovel and a mikveh l'shem ger, is to do a mitzvah. So that's what Rab Soloveitchik thought, and Rab Shimon, and Rab Naftali, approximately the same, not exactly the same, approximately the same, they all say the same thing. The baby will be Jewish. Even if you say the tefillah and the mother is not only for the baby, the bezin is either. Baby will be Jewish because he's born from a Jewish mother. It's just that it's in the tefillah later on won't be a tefillah to make him into a ger. He's Jewish anyway. The tefillah will be the mitzvah of tefillah. So that's a shaila. If that's so, that is just the mitzvah that a ger, shenizgayer, has a mitzvah to go to the mikveh, maybe you don't need a bezin for that. Maybe the only time a bezin is needed is when the tefillah is ma'akev in the gerus, when the tefillah is the ma'isa gerus. But over here, let's say the woman is going to be Jewish when the baby is born 7 months later. So the baby is going to be Jewish anyway. So what are you going to say? It's a mitzvah on the baby to be tovel in the mikveh. So does that tefillah in the mikveh need a bezin? Maybe when you do a mitzvah tefillah in the mikveh, maybe you don't need a bezin. Maybe you only need a bezin when the tefillah is likuvah, when the tefillah is the ma'isa gerus. So it's not so muchrach that Dogim Lavava, who said that the bezin has to ask in advance whether the woman is pregnant or not. Maybe it's not so muchrach, but that's the common practice. Everybody, all the rabbanim, when a girl converts, so they ask, are you pregnant? So if she is pregnant, so that it'll be considered that the bezin was supervising the gerus of the fetus as well. And if the bezin does know that she was pregnant, then the gerus of the fetus is not valid.
Why did the Rav assume that the fetus doesn't really need gerus at all if its mother is Jewish?
They assume that a baby born to a Jewish mother is automatically Jewish.
There are some Tanaim who say that for a fetus to be Jewish, it needs to be that both for a baby to be Jewish, it has to be that both the father and the mother are Jewish.
Correct.
So wouldn't that indicate that the Jewishness is established at the time of conception, not at the time of birth? That if at the time that the body is created, the fetus is created, it's not Jewish.
So maybe that Tana holds like that. We don't accept that Tana. We hold that if the father is not Jewish, it all depends on the mother. So if you say everything depends on the mother, so the mother was Jewish at the time the baby is born. So do you say you need the mother should be Jewish all 9 months? So if the mother converted after 3 months of pregnancy, the baby will be 1/3 a goy and 2/3 Jewish. That's how the Menachas Chinuch writes. The baby will be 1/3 a goy and 2/3 Jewish. There's a concept chatzi eved v'chatzi menchoren. So Menachas Chinuch is famous for that. And every mitzvah raised the issue. What's going to be din chatzi ad chatz mechar? Then Minhas Chinuch says, I have another chatzi. Chatzi Yisrael, chatzi nochri. If the woman converted when the fetus was 5 months, 4 or 5 months in the middle, so the fetus will be a chatzi nochri, chatzi Yisrael. So you'll need a geirus and a chatzi nochri. You'll need a geirus and a chatzi nochri. So that's what the Minhas Chinuch says. And others assume not. If the baby is born to a Jewish mother, so maybe the baby is Jewish, he wouldn't
status,
need.
What's the status of the Vlad when it's, let's say, a normal case? What's the status of the Vlad? Is the Vlad Jewish?
You live in such a crazy world. What's normal? What's a normal case?
A Jewish father and a Jewish mother.
I have 9 children from my wife. Both Jewish, you have 9 children, yeah. So they're all Jewish.
Was the Vlad Jewish inside the mother? Still in the mother?
I don't know, can you talk about who's Jewish? He's not a person yet. He's a Dovish Lopoli Yodam as a person. He's a shtick flesh, but he's not a human being until he's born.
If he's Jewish, right?
If he's going to be Jewish, if he's going to be Jewish. Maybe he's not yet. He's not born, he's not a person yet.
Isn't there a question?
Can't say.
What? If you give me a coin, she can't go into the cemetery. Right. So it's hard to say, assuming you don't hold it, Stavka, like Yishav Zalashka. Right? So it's hard to say, is a coin, but he's not Jewish?
Okay. Good. The Shach quotes a Rekech. That's the reason. The Shach in Yeridei, Hilchus Tonkan quotes a Rekech, where the Eishes claim Muberes, she may or may not, she may have a boy or a girl. So if she may have a boy, is she allowed to go to a funeral? So the Shach quotes the Rekech, gives a whole explanation why she's allowed to go. What's the whole issue, he says? If he's not born, he's not a Kohen. If he's not Jewish, he can't be a Kohen. So you see that the baby is Jewish, otherwise he wouldn't be able to be a Kohen. With me a shiloh. Okay. I don't know if everybody agrees with that, Rokeach. Good. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow from Laman Zayin Amad Aleph.
If the Vlad's not Jewish, so then one can understand if a woman is giving birth, and then the Vlad causes the pregnant woman, so then there's a difference between whether the baby's out of the woman or not. The Vlad's not Jewish, it's like they're handbound, and you're allowed to kill a guy in order to save a Jew.
Don't get burned out.
Yeah. Should probably get the story out. I don't know.